the region that you're in is going to pay differently, right? If you're going to be in the middle of Alabama, you're probably going to be paid a little bit differently than someone that is smack dab in the middle of California, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, you know, flying those kind of routes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just going to be flying more often and you're going to get more hours. And depending on the job, there's a lot of just different variations and factors in how you're going
to
get paid.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com. And let us be your co-pilot on this adventure. Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. I am loving this new studio, Carson.
I was so excited. We got a new table. We have a new mixer, which is huge for Brandon.
Oh, it's huge for me. Yes, I hated that old one so bad. And does the same person make this one, actually?
No, totally different. Totally different. God. Don't worry.
Oh, I saw it and I was, oh no, I think that's the person who makes our mic stand. Huh?
Yeah.
And our mics.
Rode. They're pretty awesome. They have a lot of good stuff. And I was like, let's go with them instead of, what was it? Zoom? Whatever it
was. Oh yeah. The Zoom thing. Oh, that was so terrible.
Oh man, that sucked.
I do like this Rode one. It's much better.
You know, after, I think our next podcast, next week, we can talk about what happened to the old mixer.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mm.
Can't wait. Did you already deal with it?
Not quite. You're going to deal with it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Are you bringing it to my house?
Perhaps.
Oh, yes. So I'm having a Christmas party on Saturday, and I cannot wait to deal with this thing. You know what?
Don't I tell you? I think the podcast is a pretty good time.
Yeah, please tell me.
I was also going to wrap it, so I don't know. Do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to spoil the surprise, or do you want to be surprised?
No, I want to be surprised.
Okay. You're going to love it, though. It's going to be dramatic.
You know what else you need to bring? That gun.
Oh, the CO2 gun?
The CO2 gun that I have?
Yeah. Well, you need to get the tanks filled.
I know. I need the tank filled. I don't know where to do it. Got to find air gas somewhere.
Air gas everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, but Brandon has this big gun. It's like a CO2 cannon that they use at like raves and clubs and stuff.
I saw it at the Catalina wine mixer like 3 years ago, and I was like, I want
this. Is that when you bought it?
No, I bought it at the Catalina wine mixer this year.
Did you?
No.
I was there.
No, I bought it a year before. Yeah. And then I just never bought the CO2 canister, and I was dedicated to using it. So I used it on my birthday party.
Yeah, Brandon called me up the day before. I was like, hey, I need you to get me a big old CO2 canister. I was like, okay. So I got like this 50-pound tank.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty epic. So we just got to get that filled. And this Christmas project is going to be cool.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Going to love it.
So Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody all around the world. And outside of that, let's talk about something that's really exciting, Carson.
Doing a podcast for the first time in
In 3 weeks. We had a lot recorded prior.
I know. We've been blowing through those. Before Brandon left on his big old trip, we had recorded, I think, 6 episodes.
Yeah, we got to get on that again. And as you can tell, my voice isn't quite what it normally is. And that's because I think I've been talking so much at these conferences we've been at and just traveling more and more. I've been super busy.
I know.
Yesterday, I got up at 6 a.m., started working like 6:20, 6:30, and I stopped working at 11 p.m. last night.
That's cool. I was up at 4 this morning.
I know. I got up and I saw all your pictures and stuff from the darkness outside the office.
It was totally dark, totally black outside. And I sent Brandon a picture of his empty desk. And I was like, come on. You're like, what's the point on flexing on people if no one's here to flex on? Like,
exactly.
I was here early. Just I was working.
All right. Big shout out to Leslie for getting us these awesome Aviation Mentors polos. Thank you so much. I love them. And they're Nike. Look at that.
I know. I even texted Leslie this morning. I was like, I didn't know where a baller's like that.
I know.
She was like, you guys needed a serious upgrade.
I know we needed a serious upgrade. And these are so nice. I love them.
It's comfy. And I look pretty good in them. I look manly.
I know. Carson's all excited.
I know. I feel good.
And I like that I feel skinny in it.
You always look skinny, dude. Yeah. You dropped 100 pounds. Like what?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
You can't win past that. Okay.
I don't know. I can always win more, Carson.
You're right. You're a winner.
All right. So let's get back to the podcast and actually get it started. I know we've gone and ranted for like 10 minutes, but it's because we haven't been on here for such a long time.
I know. We missed you guys.
We totally missed you guys. So today we're sharing some very exciting news about Strass's $10,000 Fly to Success scholarship. And that's hashtag Fly to Success, by the way. Last year, we only gave away $5,000.
I don't know about only, because only was my scholarship that I got to get my private done. That was a huge help. So
I know.
$10,000. I mean, that's
huge.
That's awesome.
Huge.
Yeah. I'm not eligible. I already asked and Brandon said no.
You are ineligible. Yeah, sorry, Carson. So it's an incredible opportunity for aspiring pilots. Applications just opened December 2nd, and I'm going to give you guys some kind of like rough draft on what needs to be done. So you need to go on the Fly to Success Scholarship. So just type in Google Stratus Financial Scholarship, and it actually pops up as like the first thing. I did it yesterday. So the reason that we're doing this, we want to support aspiring pilots in achieving their educational and aviation goals. And we know that flying is expensive. That's why Stratus is around, right? So we also wanted to ensure that we can give back a little bit to the community. Last year, we did $5,000. This year, $10,000. I eventually want to get to give somebody an entire...
Zero to hero.
But they got to have some skin in the game. So every year, we make sure that somebody either already has their private or they need at least 25 logged flight hours. So you got to be like halfway towards your private minimum to even qualify. You have to be at least 17 years old. You have to be currently enrolled in a flight school and a legal resident of the U.S. So I would make sure that you qualify for those things. So if you don't have the 25 hours yet, make sure you have the 25 hours before we announce the winner, right? So the winner is going to be announced on Friday, July 25th, 2025 at AirVenture. So if you are at AirVenture at that time and you happen to be winning, we will do an awesome video with you. It'll be pretty cool.
You announced it last year, right?
Last year, we announced it there. I did the announcement. This year, I'm not sure if I'll be there on that Friday. I think I'm leaving on Thursday morning. Yes, my calendar is already booked up into July, believe it or not. Actually, it's booked up. Some things are into October already of next year. So,
well, there goes any weekend plans I wanted to make with you. All right, yeah.
Honestly, we got to make them now, Carson.
I know. I was trying to make some with Brandon, and we're going back and forth. And I was like, you know what? Forget it. This is too difficult. We're not seeing each other until maybe Christmas. So that worked.
All right. So I'm hoping that somebody, one of our listeners, Carson, is the winner, the big winner.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
By the way, you can also be 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years old. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, you've trained pilots literally 99 years old, right?
99 years old. I set the world record.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's weird that that was like one of our least popular episodes because I think it's a crazy story.
I think so too.
I think it's a crazy story.
It really is. So outside of that, the application requirements, you need to complete the online form. It's available on that scholarship website that I talked about. It includes two essay questions and you also have to create a short video. The theme is what is flying to success mean to you? Hashtag Stratus Financial. And then you have to post it on your social media accounts. By the way, cannot be on some random social media account that you just create just for the purpose of uploading this. Those disqualified everybody. Last time when I saw that, I was like, because by the way, I'm the one who chooses the final person. And there were people that had great videos, but you could tell that they just weren't proud and they just created a social media with zero followers, zero likes, zero anything just to post this online. I was like, really? You didn't really promote anything. You just promoted yourself. Like, we want to promote aviation. Like, what is flying to success? So be out there. Come on, be a genuine version of yourself. I mean, there were some people that really had amazing videos last year.
You can tell who's passionate and who's not.
Oh, big time.
And the people that were passionate, like they leaned all the way into it. And I think just being in aviation in general and posting that video, I mean, everyone's going to see it and know where your heart's at, right?
Exactly. And by the way, last year I had a second place person that I wanted to win so bad that I actually created a secondary scholarship like on the fly for them. I think we gave him $1,000.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because he was awesome.
Yeah, it was just passionate. Like you can just tell who's genuine.
Absolutely.
And that was one of them. So that was cool.
All right. So with that $10,000 scholarship, it could be a great gift to you. Like Christmas in July. You ever heard of that term?
Yeah, your birthday is Christmas in July, bud.
It is.
Yeah, that's why he loves July. It's like perfectly, you know, 6 months apart. So he gets presents year round.
Absolutely.
Sure is planned.
All right. So Carson, let's jump into our topic of the day. And we're going to talk on this for about 10, 15 minutes or so. And the topic of the day is actually, what is it?
Pilot pay scales. This is something that's really interesting for a lot of pilots because everyone likes money, especially I do. Brandon, I know for sure.
I don't like money.
You don't like money?
Nope.
Interesting.
I like giving people money via scholarships.
I thought we're moving away from that topic.
I was, but
Just too happy.
I'm too happy about it.
Too easy.
Today's a great day, Carson.
I know. I'm in a good mood. Like I'm finally putting a podcast together again.
It's even better because Amanda at Stratus won Employee of the Year today.
Yeah.
We got to take pictures and send it over to her.
It was a total surprise. It was good.
It was fantastic. Cool. Carson's a photographer.
I'm a pretty good photographer.
He's the one who took my pictures online.
Yeah, I know. I'm a published photographer now.
He is a published photographer.
My pictures made the front page of a magazine.
You can officially say that. Did you update your LinkedIn?
Bet I did.
You should have.
I totally did.
All right. So overview of pilot salaries. So average pilot salaries by sector in the U.S., and these are U.S. figures based on 2023, and they've actually gone up since 2023. Not very much, but a little bit. And commercial airline pilots, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the way, were between 160,000 annually. Corporate pilots were between 80 and 140,000, depending on obviously the type of aircraft. And cargo pilots were $85,000 to $200,000. And by the way, this is kind of entry level.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
At the end of your career, I think it's like 60 to 65. Pilots are making, I want to say it's like around 400,000 a year.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really working, on the low end, you're making 250. On the high end, you're making almost 500 grand.
Yeah. The pilots that are hustling and trying to get all the hours and trying to get all the extra things, like becoming a line check pilot.
Yeah. I mean, line check, it really depends on what you want to do, but
yeah. But I mean, those guys make ridiculous money.
And captains.
Yeah.
Captains of big aircraft for sure do.
Yeah. Wide body captains.
Absolutely. So outside of that, kind of starting pay at these regionals really starts at 100 grand. I mean, that's what SkyWest is paying. That's what kind of all the main regionals now are paying. They used to start at a lot lower. I remember back in like when I first started this in 2014, they were starting at like $36,000 a year.
Yeah. It was like full-time minimum wage job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what you were doing anyway.
I mean, they were having to live in crash pads.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a crash pad is, look it up, airline crash pads on Google. We can talk about crash pads one day with an airline pilot. It'd be pretty funny, especially to hear what the crash pads look like back in the day. I think that would be fun. outside of that, what CFIs end up making, Carson?
Well, I know it's typically hourly, right? And I think there's only a couple places that pay not hourly. But hourly, I know they typically make around 30 to 35 to 40 bucks an hour.
When you worked at a flight school, Carson. That was two years ago.
That was 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Yeah. It's gone up.
Has it?
It's in the 40s, usually around 40 to 50 around the U.S. now.
Wow, you're just pinching pennies then.
I mean, I was. Actually, when NextGen first started, I paid $16 an hour for flight instructors back in 2016. $16.
Wow.
It more than doubled.
Wow.
It doubled by the time I left, and it's higher now.
That's insane. So I did not know that the pay increased that much. So what are they actually making now? Like, what's their annual take home?
I mean, really, take home, I don't know.
Take home's different.
Take home's different because it depends on state. But
what's the gross salary?
I mean, really, airline pilots CFIs are making starting as the lowest you'll see around the U.S., and this is somewhere where you can have low cost of living. It's like 45 to 50,000. And it goes up. I mean, I know some flight instructors are making like 90 grand, but they're working their tails off. Probably the average is probably in the 65 range, to be honest.
That's still above the median in the United States. And that's with, 300 hours minimum around?
Yeah, I mean, 270, 300 maybe, somewhere on there. Exactly. That's not that many hours.
So considering commercial pilots typically don't go right out and get a job flying corporate, right, like you dream of. The CFI is the typical route for a lot of pilots, right? You get your training done, become a CFI, and now you're starting to fly. And instead of paying for hours, you're getting paid for hours. So total flip on your whole flight training.
Exactly. And that typically happens once you're done with your flight training, which I've kind of noticed. I've looked at data, and it looks like most people finish in 14 months.
Finish
flight training all the way up to CFI, double IMEI, whatever it may be.
14?
14 months.
It's not a bad commitment.
Some people finish in as early as 9, but that's good weather, good airplanes, and good DPE availability.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing.
It really is.
So, yeah, I see posts all the time. There's lots of pilot group chats on Facebook. And since Brandon got me into Facebook, I've been a part of a lot of them. Mm. And I always see, I'm looking for a DPE. These dates are, I'm a DPE. I have this one slot open and there's 30, 40 comments underneath. I'll take it. It's insane.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of people that cancel their check rides at the last minute over this. So there's a lot of DPs asking for like deposits, non-refundable deposits nowadays. And I totally get it. Don't waste my time.
What's a private check ride cost right now?
$800 to $1,000.
Okay, so that hasn't changed too much.
No.
Yeah.
It's not much. Not much different. So you know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans, specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show. Outside of that, kind of the cost to end up being that CFI is around $86,000, according to Stratus, across the nation. Now, it's cheaper in some places, as low as like $50,000. And it's also up to about $150,000 at some places. It really depends on where you want to go. What you want to fly and what kind of education you want to get. Like, honestly, there's a reason why people go to four-year colleges or two-year colleges. The people who go and overspend for four-year colleges, they are only doing that because they want an experience. So they're paying for a college experience. If you want to do it the most effective, cheapest way, go to a community college for 2 years and then transfer.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's like a collegiate program, right? Same thing happens with flight schools. Do you want to go to the Embry-Riddles of the world or to a collegiate program and do it over 4 years and go spend 3 to 5 times as much money? You can do that. But you can also go to a place in the middle of Florida that has like 5 or 8 airplanes, and they've been around for a long time, and you can spend 60 grand or 50 grand compared to 150 grand. You can literally save years of your life in paying back a loan or paying on your parents' mortgage or taking out loan in some other way.
So what do you think the selling point is of these four-year schools? Is it just that it's experience and the you're going to get a degree with this?
No, a lot of them don't even give the degrees. It's just marketing. That's all it is. Yeah. And housing. Why would you go spend money on housing at a... Why would you go spend money on housing at a flight school? It just doesn't make sense to me. Why don't you just go to a school that's near you? I mean, in Florida, there's like 6 next to my house. In California, I know of at least
10?
20 flight schools. 20.
I'm thinking 10 and what I'm willing to commute to daily.
Oh, if I was willing to commute a little bit further, there's probably 40.
Yeah. The thing is, until I started flying, I didn't realize how many airports are around you. Like, I'm in Southern California. Growing up, I thought there was John Wayne, Ontario, and LAX. And I was like, that's it. Those are the airports. And then I found out there are maybe 100 in Southern California.
Yeah, I don't know about 100, but there's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, they're all over. It's incredible. So go look and just you'll find flight schools at pretty much every airport. So
big time.
It's worth hunting for saving some cash.
100%. You should. All right. So let's look at some other sectors. Pilot pay in other sectors. And we've already kind of talked about the commercial airlines. Major airline captains make $250,000 to $350,000. Carson, how about the small jet captains? What do you think they make?
You know, I want to say, I mean, we're talking like Gulfstreams or?
No, let's say like an
Eclipse?
Small, no, an Eclipse would probably be pretty low. Like a corporate jet that holds 6-8 people, something like that.
I guess like $85,000?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that starting pay would probably be around 85. I would say the majority of people are making over 6 figures, though, being a first officer. Captains, though.
Captains are different for sure.
They're between 120 and 250 for the captains, especially as you get to bigger and bigger jets, you're going to have better and better airplanes. So these larger jet captains, they can make up to 300 grand. And if they're contract pilots, they can pretty much make whatever they want.
You mean contract pilots?
Contract pilots. So I've got a friend of mine named Captain Kirk.
Your friends with Captain Kirk?
Not Kirk. Kurt. Captain Kurt.
The USS Enterprise? That's the one. I just watched that last night. That's so funny you said that.
He's also an influencer on social media. So make sure we tag him on this, Mark. He'll get a kick out of me calling him Captain Kirk.
That's awesome. He should adopt that.
He should adopt that. That's pretty funny. But he does contract work and he's flying all over the place. And it's kind of fun to watch his adventures that he's on. But I know that he can make a pretty penny just doing these contract work. And basically, he can pick what he wants to fly and not fly. Obviously, he's got some type ratings that make him more favorable than other people on certain aircraft. And I'm sure he works for some of the same people as well. But yeah, you can do that all over the place. I mean,
so how does that work? Is there just contracts posted and it's like short term or?
Yeah, there's a lot that are like, flights? Hey, I just need a flight in 2 weeks. Can you work this? And yeah, I pick you.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't know that.
You can make multiple 6 figures that way, but you have to be pretty flexible.
I mean, a lot of aviation jobs are fantastic for just people that are single and don't have something tying them down.
Yeah, and even if they
especially something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, then you want to get on something like an airline. You want to have a normalized schedule.
Home base and
over time, you get that home base and stuff. So, outside of that, cargo pilots?
I know. I've heard cargo pilots make ridiculous money. I mean, what do you know about that? I know that they trade off for some interesting hours sometimes.
Yeah. A lot of cargo pilots have to work nights, but I really, really, really like how much they get paid. And it's multiple six figures. It's 200 to 500,000. Depending in the world, where in the world you are, what kind of aircraft, 500,000 is pretty rare.
I'm going to go. But I would say 250 to 300 for sure. I'll see you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
yeah.
That's a lot. And you know, they always say boxes don't complain, right? That's like one of the go-to slogans of a cargo pilot that I've heard.
It is true. They don't complain.
Yeah. I think it's easy. You're flying it. But there's some pretty niche ones, and I've met a couple of these, and let's start with the first one, agricultural pilots, crop dusters.
Yeah. So these don't make very much money. But they have a really cool job. I mean, they're basically doing low level chandelles all day long and flying fast above the ground.
I think you're selling it short with low level. They are feet above the ground.
Yeah, 25 feet or so.
Yeah, that's
it's the most dangerous job you can have in aviation, by the way.
Yeah. Kevin Strange, he was a crop duster for a while.
Really? I would do that job. I would love it.
Yeah, he told me some crazy stories about it, and then I don't know how many I can share, but crazy stories about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but these guys, they've got huevos.
They do. They don't make that much. They only make 60 to 100 grand. But when I say 60 to 100 grand, that's normally during a season. So that might be 4 or 6 months long season, but they are dedicated to wherever that home base is for that season. They can normally do other things as well.
Yeah.
So it is part-time, six-figure job.
Yeah. What about medevac pilots? And I know that's... helicopters, I'm guessing?
No, they have a lot of medevac stuff kind of all over. I mean, if you need to go from here to a trauma unit elsewhere, or you need to get transferred to a cancer treatment unit or something like that, then you can actually go work and fly King Airs and things like that. There's even King Airs around here that they don't necessarily do medevac, but they drop bugs that eat other bugs.
What?
Yep, over Long Beach. You can see them flying. They do like this zigzag all the time.
Dropping bugs?
They drop bugs out of the airplane.
Is that why I get bit so much? Or
I don't know. It might be.
I don't know. I'll get into conspiracies. Let's stop.
But outside of that, they don't make that much, but they can typically get hired at 250 hours. So they make around 70 to 120 grand. Some of the older ones may be a little bit more, but generally that's how much.
So if you get that multi-time and you get that in soon, do you think that people can actually get hired around?
Yeah, 25 to 50 hours of multi, I think, is the last time I heard. It might have gone up since then. Insurance keeps on changing, so...
Everything revolves around insurance.
Insurance really makes the regulations change. I mean, not literally the regulations don't change, but insurance really is the dedicated factor to many companies' pilot hour requirements.
Well, what about some non-civilian jobs? So it's like flying in the military. I have no concept of how much the military pays, but I'm assuming the pilots make a good amount.
So to be honest, I'm going to go... based on not experience, but based on the data that we gathered from ChatGPT and kind of U.S. Departments of Labor and what the military publishes. So if you are a military pilot, please comment below in the comments and let us know how much an average person, or send it to us and we won't talk about who you are. And no one has to know how much you make live on the internet, right? But they get free healthcare, housing allowances, retirement pensions. There's a whole... litany of other things that they get. Their base pay really starts at 40,000, goes kind of up to 90, depending on your rank, years of service, et cetera. And I know from talking to a lot of these pilots, they actually have to sign longer contracts now. So they don't just sign 2-4 year contracts. They're signing like 10 to 15, 16 year contracts to be pilots nowadays because they want them to stay.
Yeah. Think of how much that training has to cost.
Millions.
Yeah. I can't even fathom just an hour alone on one of those planes, like a KC-135. Like that's...
Yeah, very expensive.
Wow, yeah.
Very, very expensive. So
that makes a lot of sense. But think about the cool planes you get to fly. And I think that could offset a lot of that.
Yeah, and the GI Bill can cover some of these things. This is where I tell people, if they want to go to a collegiate program and they have a GI Bill, they should use their GI Bill to go to the collegiate program, because most of the collegiate programs get paid in full by the GI Bill. But if you go to a flight school that has GI benefits, it does not work that way. So you're going to trade off things though. If you go to a flight school that has GI Bill benefits, just a normal flight school, a 141 school, you have to train 141 typically, and you only get X dollars. I think it was $14,000 or $17,000 a calendar year from like June to June or July to July. Right. And then once you're out of those benefits, you have to wait to do it the next year and you only get 4 years of those benefits. Well, that's $45,000. And guess what? It doesn't cover private. So there's a whole bunch of reasons why the GI Bill just does not work. It'll take you 4 years or so, and you'll need $15,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or $100,000 more than what they give you. Now, if you go to a collegiate program, you're still going to do it in the same 4 year time frame, but they're going to pay for the whole thing usually.
Got it. That's the trade-off.
That's the trade-off.
Yeah. Got it. Well, then they got those programs like the Army COOL program, which if you pair that with the GI Bill and you do it in Brandon's specific way and timing, it all works out.
It does work out a little better. You can actually still get it done within 3 years and only have to come out of pocket like $30,000, depending on where you're going to school. So if you want any help on that, I can kind of give a rough guidance. I haven't really done it with my students for a while. But if you reach out to us on our emails, we can definitely give you some guidance on that. So
yeah, absolutely.
What else do you want to wrap this up with today?
I think the most important thing to emphasize is the region that you're in is going to pay differently, right? If you're going to be in the middle of Alabama, you're probably going to be paid a little bit differently than someone that is smack dab in the middle of California, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, you know, flying those kind of routes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just going to be flying more often and you're going to get more hours. And depending on the job, there's a lot of just different variations and factors in how you're going to get paid.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what you're doing, but all the information's out there. And the opportunities are going to come and they're going to go. And it just depends on what opportunity you actually get to take hold of.
And I would emphasize, go find a mentor, an aviation mentor, if you will. And
that's us.
Yeah. All right. So also keep in mind the future of pilot pay. There's some predictions from Boeing that we need 600,000 new pilots over the next 20 years. And that's according to Boeing's forecast. Look at Boeing 10-year forecast on pilots and technicians. It's a pilot and technician Boeing forecast. I don't know. Google that. You'll see it.
That's not like 50-plus page document, right?
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah,
I've printed it out for Brandon before.
It's pretty well thought out. It does use a lot of ink. It's in full color, too. So
you think it's going to be actually following along those numbers and that trend?
I think it'll actually grow. It's grown over the past 2 years, another 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah, because they put out that report every year, and I've been watching the trends, and they're just going up.
Well, that's a phenomenal time to get on aviation, everybody.
It is. Absolutely, it is. So, all right, guys. Well, the last thing that we want to let everyone know about is the Stratus Aero Summit. Where can they find information on the Stratus Aero Summit, Carson?
I'm going to guess we have a website for that, Brandon.
We do. It's stratusaerosummit.com, actually. So make sure you go hit up the Stratus Aero Summit. We have now opened this up as a special for any student pilots to come for absolutely free. And any flight instructors that want to come for only $50. By the way, the regular tickets are like $500. So if you are a student pilot, by the way, we're going to check, put in Stratus Special, and that'll give you a free ticket on the website.
That's cool.
It's going to be in Vegas in May. Please come. You're going to have an absolute blast.
Oh, I'm already going to that.
You are going to that, Carson. Absolutely, you're going. Yes.
Making sure I got an invite since you do a lot of cool things without me sometimes.
You're working it.
Oh, I am.
You're working.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're a flight instructor, use the code CFI special, and that'll give you a $50 ticket rather than the like $500 ticket. So make sure you come. We're going to have people that are going to provide career guidance, prep on your resumes, all sorts of things. There's also going to be regional airlines there. We even have some major airlines that are going to be there. Southwest Airlines is going to be there. Piedmont's going to be there for the regional.
That's cool.
So come check it out. I mean, we're going to have Flight Schedule Pro there. They're a big sponsor of ours. We're really excited to kind of share all of this. So can't wait to see everybody there.
Yeah, I can't wait either now that I've been voluntold. And I'm actually really excited because I love aviation stuff. And obviously, this is going to be a pretty good seminar and meet lots of people.
Plus, you can meet John and Martha King live in person. They're a keynote speaker there.
No way.
Yeah,
I swear. Kings?
The Kings.
The royalty?
The royalty.
Oh, that's going to be cool. All right. I'm excited.
All right. So if you haven't watched our previous episodes, make sure you click somewhere on the screen. I don't know where Mark puts it anymore. If you'd like to reach out to either one of us at our emails, you can reach me at Brandon@aviationmentors.com. For Carson, it's Carson@aviationmentors.com. Don't forget to hit like, follow, subscribe, all the things, please. Really helps us grow the aviation community and really helping the podcast grow so we can help more people and really get the word out there for that scholarship for $10,000.
$10,000 is going to get you pretty far, but not as far as our podcast will. So anyway, guys, as a wrap up for the day, remember, we're here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See ya.